آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Complete praise, all glory and complete submission is to our Lord, our Creator, the one who provides for us, the one who protects us, the one whom we worship, whom we turn to in complete submission and have complete faith and conviction. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved, most prestigious messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent as a guide to illuminate our hearts and our minds, to purify our hearts, to ensure that we carry out those actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings be upon his noble and purified family and the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this beautiful and blessed day of Jumu'ah in the sacred home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may this day become a means for our purification, for our pardon, for our forgiveness, and for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Today, inshallah al-aziz, we will have a beautiful sermon in relation to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decree and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And normally and ordinarily we do this in a khutbah speech, in a wa'az, but today inshallah the approach will be slightly different and you will see the reason for that. If we look around us, we see, for those people who open their eyes and also open their heart and their soul, they can see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around them wherever they go. They can see the beauty, the majesty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created around us, has created above us, has created beneath us, and most importantly the beauty, the design that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we will show them manifest signs. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, our signs. فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, in the heavens, in their surroundings, in the nature, in the world that is around them and the world that is within them. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, until they come to this conviction, this realization, that indeed this is true from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is in the power, the might, the control, and the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this as we are fully fledged and we are in the season of autumn now. Summer has passed us by, and September was a month between summer and autumn, but now we are fully fledged and we have entered into the season of autumn. And you can see these signs around us. When you go, you will see the leaves now falling down from the trees, and you will see plants, you know, wilting away because they know they are preparing themselves for the season that is about to come, the season of autumn and also the season of winter. And insan hasn't been created in isolation here to live independently, but rather insan has been created to be in tune with nature, in tune with his environment and his surroundings. And within this, there are signs for us to reflect, for us to realize, for us to understand. And this is the topic of discussion today, the season that we are in, and how we can learn and benefit from this particular season. As I was walking with my two children earlier this week, when the weather was a lot better than it has been for the last few days, I was walking with my son Adam and my daughter Hannah, and walking down the street, and we see lots and lots of leaves just there on the floor. And naturally, children being children, what do? They kick the leaves and they walk through the leaves. This is something that we did, whether it was cans or whether it was leaves or something else. This is part and parcel of growing up. But at that particular point, when my children were doing that, it made me realize that a transformation is taking place. A change is in the air, in the season. We as human beings, we kind of overlook the change that is around us. But if you look at the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ would highlight these particular seasons. We are supposed to be in tune with nature, with the sunrise and the sunset in the middle of the day and the time of Asr. We are supposed to be in tune with what is going around us constantly. We should eat those fruits that are within season, and we should exercise and do all of those things. But anyhow, when I saw those leaves, it really hit me and struck me in a different way than we normally see leaves and we say, oh, it's just now, autumn is here and that's it. It had a far deeper meaning and a message for me that I wanted to share with all of you here today, which is in relation to the decree, the power, the design and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 7 points, inshallah, we'll hopefully discuss on today's Jumu'ah topic. First aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's design and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe it or not, leaves are actually mentioned within the Qur'an. And anything that is mentioned in the Qur'an has a significance, has an importance. And leaves will be mentioned from the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of Qiyamah. So something is there, it is there for us to read, to reflect and understand, and for us to act upon and learn from in that particular way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran mentions, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, that there is not a single leaf that falls from the trees, from plants, or any other particular thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. He is well aware, acutely aware of every single leaf. Now imagine, put yourself in that position, try to compute it, try to put all of that together, that information together. Every single leaf in your hometown, in your area, in this city, in this country, can you imagine and bring about that calculation? Can you imagine the amount of leaves that throughout the world, scattered throughout the world? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He is the one who has designed this nizam. And it's important for us to reflect upon this nizam and look at this design that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So these are my thoughts that I wanted to share with you today, just about that particular leaf. And when that verse came into my mind, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew about that leaf falling down, that one particular individual leaf falling down from that tree, then He also knew my movements of that day. What time I will get up, what time I will get ready, what time my kids will get ready, what time my children will leave the home, and what particular time that individual leaf will fall from that tree, and it will come onto my path or the path of my children, and then they will interact, and what my children will do as a consequence, and what thought will come to my mind when I see that leaf fall down, and when I see my children do that thing. This is not by chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have willed and destined for my path and the path of my children to cross and to meet that particular leaf, that individual leaf or the bunch of leaves. So before I was even born, these are my thoughts, and think about it as well for you when you see the seasons, when you see the change in society. Before you were born, before I was born, before the ice age, before the time of the dinosaurs and they roamed the earth, before the sea was formed and the heavens were there, before the Big Bang and the solar system, before all of that, before time itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed that I would meet this particular leaf in this particular century, at this particular street, at this particular time. This is none other than the decree and the design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this makes you think, and should make you think, that anything and everything that happens to you in your life is not by chance. We don't just believe in chance. Everything has been designed acutely, orchestrated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the very first thing that Allah azza wa jal created was the pen. And He commanded the pen to write. And the pen asked, "What should I write?" And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Write what is decreed about every single thing until the last hour comes." So the things that we go through in our life, don't just think that, oh, this wasn't meant to happen, or this, how, why did this happen, and when did this happen, etc. It has all happened by the design and the will and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any musibah, any difficulty, any hardship, any ease, any happiness, any joy, any interaction, whatever comes your way has been designed and decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why the first verse that I mentioned, that سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our signs in the heavens, in the earth, and those things that are around them, and also what is within them, until they realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and designed all of these things for us to realize who is in power, who is in control, and who wants us to realize this particular thing. So nothing is by chance, my dear brothers and sisters, and this should give us a very important lesson, that if Allah has designed this, Allah has sent this our way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for us, wants good for us, wants us to improve or learn something, or get closer to Him in a way or form. So this is that one first thing that I realized from seeing that leaf and our paths merging on that particular day this week. Second thing that we've learned and I've learned is the vastness, the comprehensiveness of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second thing that I've learned just from that one leaf falling down coming in my path, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had absolute knowledge of that particular individual leaf. He knew the precise moment when that leaf would fall, how it would fall, how it would interact with that wind, where the wind would come from the east or the west, how strong that wind would be, what branch it would fall from, how other leaves would be around it, how many cells that individual leaf had, how much sunlight that leaf absorbed in its lifetime, how much carbon dioxide it converted into oxygen, how long that leaf lived for, how many raindrops fell upon that individual leaf. There is no detail except that it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this again should remind us that anything that happens to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'un Basir. He hears everything, He knows everything, He sees everything, and He is there with you. And if He knows this about every single leaf and its properties and composition and what it's going to do, where it's going to be, how can we say that Allah is unaware of us? We have to stand out and we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be something greater than that particular leaf. When Allah Himself is saying, وَمَا تَسْخُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. There is no leaf that falls except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. How is it that when you fall in submission, in ruku, in sujood, when you are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can it be that He does not know your kayfiyah? He does not know your hal. He does not know your tears or your suffering or your difficulty. He knows this. But He wants us to know that He knows. He wants us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qareeb. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. That He will answer our call, our prayers, when we even call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said at the beginning, nothing happens by chance. The seasons that we have, the nizam, the qudra, everything around us is to show us something. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The changing of the seasons, of the day and the night and the alteration, is all there for those people of understanding, of reflection, of thinking that where, how has this come And these people say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You haven't created this out of just whim. Everything has a purpose, everything has a design, everything has a meaning for us to reflect upon, and for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. That with Him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The complete story, the complete picture, all ilm go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what is in the land. Those people who are on their cruises, those people who are traveling, those people who are in the air, those people who are traversing through earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I know every single cell, single being, single atom, that not a leaf falls throughout the entire world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of that. Not a grain in the darkness or the depths of the earth is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that. Not a thing fresh or withered, but it is there, illa fi kitabin mubin. Except that it is there, recorded in the kitab, in the clear book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, this is the power and the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm. So how is it that we are unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We say, oh, the police are not watching, X, Y, and Z person doesn't know, I've left no evidence, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of these things. From the depths of the oceans to the air to the world that is around us, every single leaf and cell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I know this. Then how can you say that Allah ta'ala would not know what I am doing, what I am saying? That the waswas and the thoughts and the things that are coming to my mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded it all. And therefore we need to truly understand the power, the might and the design and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and submit to that and make sure we do those actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses not just one leaf, but every single leaf from the beginning of creation up until the end of creation. Every single living and non-living entity on land, on sea, within us, every single cell that is running and gushing through our bloodstreams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and has designed every single thing acutely, whether in the darkness or the light of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of that. So if we just take time to reflect, and this is one of the biggest things, that we as insan, we don't take time to reflect on the things that are around us. The beauty, the dunya, the world that is around us, and how every single thing can teach us so many beautiful and powerful messages. The reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power can also be found from that one particular leaf that I've mentioned at the beginning. That He is with everything, in every single moment, in every single place. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. The universal truth is that we are all completely and utterly in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you think of that leaf or that plant or that animal, human beings, whoever we are, no matter how powerful you get, how famous you get, whoever you are, we are all in desperate need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to disregard us and overlook, then we would cease to exist. The universe as it is would cease to exist. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly supporting us. And the entire world and cosmos is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we say, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man zalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'izni. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. He knows every single thing that is in front of you, behind you, within you. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءُ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْزُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, the true one, the independent, the magnificent. Everything goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is aware of every single thing throughout His creation. And without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not rest, and neither slumber or sleep overcomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is teaching us an important lesson, that Allah is the center of our world, the center of our soul, the center of who we are. And He is in control of every single thing. The very ground that exists, the very breath that we breathe, air that we breathe. Yet we have the audacity to question if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. There are people, they are atheists, they are agnostics, and other people throughout the world. Does Allah really exist? Look around you, look within you. How can you ever look at all of these signs and fail to realize the Creator, the Designer, the one in control, if you don't realize all of these things? So this is a very important lesson for us all, again, about that one individual leaf and what it teaches us about the control, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are people like this throughout the world, and even Muslims as well. We can often neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or overlook Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not do the correct qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentions, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِي وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْدَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّةٌ بِيَمِينِ. That they did not do the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not esteem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give Him that due izzah and honor, the qadr that was due to Him. However, on the day of Qiyamah, the whole earth will be but in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heavens and the earth will be rolled up in the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu. The glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who exalted, who is high and above all of those things that they associate with Him. So these are the things that we really need to reflect upon in the seasons, in the world that is around us, and the things that are within us, and realize that that individual leaf is unique. And we insan also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are created as unique individuals as well. Each leaf, like each snowflake, is unique and beautiful. And like the leaf, we too are unique and we are beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and fashioned each and every single one of us in the best of forms. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The humble leaf is a wonder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's work and His creation. But we are the greatest masterpiece of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated everything in the heavens and the earth for us, to show honor for us, because we are the best form endowed with us for the greatest potential by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَمْ تَرَوْا. Do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the heavens and the earth and everything within it subservient to insan? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered His blessings and favors upon insan. So we have to really open our eyes, open our heart, and look at the seasons, look at the beauty, look at nature around us, and see how it is invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting to the glory and magnificence and the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet who are we in comparison? But we do takabbur, we do fakhr, we become arrogant, and we say, oh, I don't need anybody, I can do everything on my own. But who are we? But nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be humble. We need to be humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The leaf is an embodiment of humility and silent service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to bring about the beauty as well in our lives. We need to show humility in our lives as well. A leaf, you can see all of the things that go on in a leaf internally and externally. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, the way that a leaf provides for the nature, provides for the earth, even after it decomposes. We as insan, we are sent here on earth to make sure we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do good deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because their reward will be unending. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. There will be unending rewards. But one of the last important messages that I want to share with you all, that the journey of a leaf, that same leaf that I talked about at the beginning, when it falls down from its tree, from the branch, the journey of that leaf from the beginning all the way to the end. From autumn, the leaf was fragile and it withered away. But however, in its lifetime, It weathered through many, many storms. It weathered through torrential rain here in the UK, through violent winds and scorching summers, and it was severed from its tree, which it called its home, and it returned back to the earth, where it decomposed and went back into the earth to still provide some sustenance and nourishment to the earth. We also, as insan, we are on a journey as well. We are on a journey. It could be as short as a leaf, who knows? It could be as short as a season, nobody knows. But we too are on a journey, and one day we too will die, and we too will return back to the ground. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. And like the leaf, we go through different seasons in our lives, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about our plights, our difficulties, our challenges, and just the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for, protected, and took care of that leaf. Know in your heart, in your mind, with sincerity and conviction and yaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always has and always will continue to take care and look after you as well. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed will reward those who are patient and persevere in their patience with a reward without measure. So we need to persevere as well, just the way nature perseveres and continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sure that we leave a legacy. During its lifetime, the leaf is a benefit to the tree, to the wildlife, to the animal, to the ecosystem, and when it passes away, returns back to the earth, it's still of benefit to the earth as well. And we as insan, when we live, don't just live for yourself. Make sure you benefit your family, your community, your society, the world that you live in, and make sure that you leave a legacy behind you as well. Don't just eat, sleep, drink, have kids and that's it, because you're not going to take anything with you. You will leave your good deeds behind you, because when a person dies, his good deeds come to an end, except for those three things that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned: ongoing charity, knowledge by which people derive benefit, and pious children who pray on their behalf. So the very simple conclusion is, an apple fell down from a tree, and we hear about Isaac Newton and what he derived from that, the lesson that he derived of gravity. He learned that. But a leaf can fall, and we can see the artistry, the majesty, the beauty, the qudra, the power, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why is it that we fail to see that, even though it is mentioned there within the Quran and the Sunnah? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon these changes within us and around us. Wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.